This is TWiT.
This is a edx.com, and it was started by MIT and Harvard so that they could put their courses online. But now there are many, many universities that use EDX. These are free courses. You don't pay for these courses. It's EDX. And they are some of the best universities in the world and some of the best courses in the world. You see, I have a couple that I've been taking here, which are geeky things, how to write computer code. There is the world-famous Harvard Introduction to Computer Science, CS50. And I would say smart high school kid, this would be it moves fast, but it has what is nice about all of this. In fact, let me go back to one of the courses I'm taking because I can show you having taken it. And I, by the way, I got a certificate, and you can pay to get a certificate. I don't know how valuable that would be, but it shows your grade. It says it doesn't show your grade. It says you got a passing grade. I actually got 98. I wish it showed my A+. However, it does. This certificate could be of value. It depends on the course you take. In fact, they even have what they call master's tracks, where this is the first in a series of five or six classes. If you complete all six, you can get even a higher level degree. But let me just show you a little bit of the features of this. And this is true for the courses, although they vary because they come from different schools. This comes from the University of British Columbia. And this is the professor, Gregor Gonzalez. He teaches you, and he'll be your teacher in the course. He'll walk you through things. And so this is the syllabus. They do show you a syllabus of everything that you're going to be doing, how many hours it will take to complete it. There are practice problems. There are quizzes. There are some self-assessed quizzes, but at the end, you also get assessed by an actual TA from the university.
Wow.
So you really aren't, you know, you're not just kind of sleepwalking your way through this. If you want to, now again, you don't have to pay for it if you don't want a certificate. You can if you want to. You can download the videos to your device, which is great. You also get lecture questions. So we're going to watch the video. This is for Booleans and if expressions. This is a very early on. He'll show you as we go through it. He'll show you, let me see, he'll show you the screen so you can watch his screen. Very legible, very nicely done. You can both do this on a computer or I think it works really well on the iPad. And let me just show you a quiz here so you can, let's see if I can find a good quiz. Lecture questions. So, not available on mobile, so you have to do this in Safari. But that's okay. You still can do it on your iPad. It just launches the course, and now I have to log in. So let me just do that real quickly. Then these are questions, and you actually do get to submit your answer. You can see the answer after you submit it. I already answered all of these, so it's really not a good example of how to do it. But I really think they've done a great job. This is edx.org. But the point I'm saying is this is just one of many, many places you can go to get incredible college-level classes. And I think for a smart high schooler, these would be just fine. By the way, this is the one I would start with, and everybody should take first, which is How to Learn Online. And again, this is free. It is a very useful course because you're going to learn how to learn. And I think this is actually hugely valuable for everybody. $50 if you want the certification. For this one, I don't know if a cert would really be worth anything, but free if you just want to do it yourself. And there's programming. There's all sorts of stuff. Languages, business and management. It is in a variety of languages. I think they've really done a wonderful job. And by the way, it's no longer just Harvard and MIT. It is schools all over the world. And so if you're looking for, you know, science programs or math or languages, there's all sorts of stuff. This is EDX. But I want to point out there's iTunes U, which is a great place to go to get other college-level courses. In fact, one of the best courses on iTunes U is Stanford's course, which they give every year on writing iOS apps. And actually, this is the old one from fall 2011, but they have a new one every year. So You should always use the newest one, obviously, because things change. Here's Core Concepts in Chemistry from Duke University. These are also free, and this is in iTunes U. The thing that blows me away is a smart kid these days could absolutely get the equivalent of a college education from the best universities in the world for absolutely nothing. Just having an iPad, or almost nothing. You'd have to have the iPad and internet access, but that's all you'd need. And to me, this is the real revolution of all of this. You know, you can start a kid early on with the app you showed, Micah, and move them all the way through. I mean, look at all of the courses. These are available going even, by the way, to preschool and kindergarten. So iTunes U is an absolute must for anybody who has an app, iPad, or I guess you could do it on an iPhone. It'd be better on an iPad. You could see it uses the screen better. History, fabulous courses. I try to take a course when we travel. I've enjoyed taking courses in the country, about the country we're going to see, ancient Greece, myth, art, war. There's courses from Yale on here. The early Middle Ages. You know what? That's a good one. I'm going to take that one because I love the early Middle Ages. This is about getting out of the Roman era and into the Middle Ages. And as you can see, this is the actual college course. This is the professor in a classroom at Yale University. There is a variation in the quality of the recording and so forth, but you're getting an amazing experience. This is as if you're in the classroom. And in many cases, even with iTunes U, you have interactive resources. You can even sometimes get help from live TAs and things like that. International system in the 20th century. There's no reason to be ignorant anymore. Everything is here, right? There's no reason in the world not to... So this iTunes, EDX is an example. iTunes U is an example. Many other open courseware from MIT. Yale has its own system. And as I said, almost all universities are also on iTunes U. So my point is not any one program, although I really like edx.org and iTunes U. There's a variety of these. By the way, iTunes U also has the teaching at Apple that they used to do today, Apple that they used to do at the Apple stores. They do that at home now. And you can, this is actually a great course for teachers on using these resources. So as a parent, I mean, I'm looking for ways that you could just sit a kid down and say, and then leave. And a motivated kid. Now, sometimes kids aren't that motivated. You might want to sit down with them, spend some time, but you'll learn too. And these are so well done. If a kid is interested in computer science, CS50 at EDX is incredible, the Harvard Introduction to Computer Science. It moves very quickly. It will be very helpful if you know a lot of this course material and you can be the TA that works along with your kid. I think it's just fantastic that this stuff is available. I'm blown away.